Why does Oprah Winfrey, with all her success and resources, still struggle with weight control? How can David Blaine hold his breath for over 17 minutes, yet can't maintain basic routines between stunts? These puzzles reveal something fundamental about human nature. Willpower isn't unlimited, and understanding its mechanics changes everything about how we approach self-control. The secret lies not in heroic resistance, but in recognizing that willpower functions like a muscle, one that tires with use and requires strategic conservation. Picture hungry college students in a psychology lab, facing warm chocolate chip cookies. Some could eat freely, others could only nibble radishes while the cookies sat tantalizingly close, and a control group saw no food. Then came the real test, unsolvable geometry puzzles. Cookie eaters persisted for 20 minutes before surrendering, but radish eaters, who'd successfully resisted temptation, gave up after just 8 minutes. This wasn't about radishes being demotivating. Resisting the cookies had drained their willpower reserves completely. Further experiments confirmed the pattern. People who suppressed emotions during sad films showed reduced physical stamina afterward. Brain scans revealed that depletion slows the anterior cingulate cortex, weakening error detection. Even more troubling, depletion creates a double whammy. It both weakens your resistance and intensifies your cravings, making sad movies sadder and temptations more irresistible. Real-world evidence confirms these laboratory findings. During exam periods, Australian students abandoned exercise routines, doubled caffeine intake, increased junk food consumption by 50%, and even neglected basic hygiene. Whether you're resisting chocolate, navigating traffic, or dealing with difficult colleagues, you're drawing from the same limited reservoir. Willpower runs on glucose, your brain's primary fuel. Research shows both milkshakes and tasteless dairy drinks restore depleted willpower equally. The key is calories, not pleasure. Glucose levels drop during demanding tasks, and only caloric drinks restore self-control. This explains PMS's impact on self-control. During the luteal phase, the female body diverts energy to reproduction, leaving less glucose for willpower. Women spend more impulsively and experience more conflicts, not because PMS creates negative emotions, but because it weakens control over all emotions. Avoid important decisions when hungry. Skip quick sugar hits that cause crashes. Choose slow-burn foods with low glycemic indexes. Vegetables, nuts, raw fruits, cheese, fish, meat, olive oil to maintain steady glucose. Prioritize sleep, which reduces glucose demands and improves processing. When sick, conserve glucose for your immune system. Driving with a cold is more dangerous than driving mildly intoxicated. Drew Carey, despite Hollywood success, felt perpetually overwhelmed. "I always felt out of control," he confessed. "You can't read a book and enjoy yourself because in the back of your mind, you feel like, I should go through those emails." He hired productivity guru David Allen, whose Getting Things Done system targets monkey mind, constantly shifting thoughts preventing focus. Allen's insight addresses the Zeigarnik effect. Uncompleted tasks intrude repeatedly until finished. But experiments revealed the effect isn't about completion, it's about planning. When students wrote detailed study plans, exam thoughts stopped intruding. The unconscious mind doesn't demand immediate action. It wants concrete plans with specifics of time, place, and opportunity. Monthly planning proves more effective than daily planning. Students making monthly plans improved more than daily planners, who often abandon rigid systems when disruptions occurred. The secret is transforming vague items like birthday gift for mom into concrete actions. Drive to jewelry store Tuesday at 3 p.m. When Carey reached zero, an empty inbox, he felt euphoric, like the world got lifted off my shoulders. This clarity allowed creative focus without guilt. The lesson? Our minds crave closure through planning, not necessarily completion. Israeli parole judges revealed a stark pattern. Prisoners appearing after food breaks had a 65% chance of parole, while those before breaks had only 15%. As judges made decision after decision, their glucose depleted, leading them toward the safer option, denying parole. This wasn't conscious bias, but decision fatigue. Making decisions depletes willpower more than considering options or implementing choices. When depleted, we avoid choices, stick with defaults, and resist giving up options. Manhattan Personal Ads listed nearly 6 criteria for partners, double other cities, explaining why so many attractive, intelligent New Yorkers remained single despite abundant options. Car buyers facing 56 interior colors and 25 engine configurations increasingly defaulted to recommended options as decisions accumulated. Marketers exploit this by placing impulse items at checkout, precisely when shoppers' glucose and self-control hit bottom. The solution isn't making better depleted decisions, it's recognizing depletion and postponing important choices until restored. Anthony Trollope rose at 5:30 a.m. daily and wrote for precisely 2.5 hours, producing exactly 250 words every quarter hour. His discipline tracking produced masterpieces while maintaining financial security. The secret? Self-monitoring, the critical link between self-awareness and self-control. People who see themselves in mirrors follow their values more closely and resist peer pressure better. Modern workers face constant interruptions, averaging one every 5.2 minutes. How you frame progress matters profoundly. Focusing on achievements creates contentment, while focusing on what remains undone increases motivation. Comparing yourself to others proves particularly powerful. Utility customers reduce electricity usage when seeing they're above average. The most effective monitoring involves making data public. People care more about what others know than what they know themselves. By sharing data with friends, you outsource monitoring and create accountability. Applications like MoodScope allow people battling depression to share daily mood measurements with friends who can intervene when needed. David Blaine's 1704 breath-holding record, achieved despite racing pulse, excruciating pain, and fear of heart attack, demonstrates willpower can be deliberately strengthened. His decades of training included practicing card tricks for hours, taking cold baths, and setting daily challenges. Researchers confirmed this by assigning college students 2-week exercises, correcting posture, recording food intake, or controlling emotions. The emotion control group showed no improvement, as emotional regulation doesn't rely directly on willpower. However, posture and food recording groups significantly improved self-control scores, particularly stamina. They didn't fatigue as quickly when depleted. Australian psychologists developed successful willpower strengthening programs through fitness routines, study habits, and money management. Participants improved not only in target areas, but unrelated domains. Fitness program participants studied more. Those improving study habits reduced impulsive spending. All reported smoking less, drinking less, and eating healthier. Yet Blaine himself struggles with everyday discipline without immediate motivation. Between stunts, his self-control collapses. He gains weight, drinks, wastes time. This reveals that even strengthened willpower requires strategic deployment rather than constant exertion. Explorer Henry Morton Stanley understood the hot-cold empathy gap. People in comfortable circumstances can't anticipate how they'll behave under extreme conditions. What seems unthinkable when calm becomes surprisingly thinkable when aroused, tired, or stressed. The best strategy isn't relying on willpower, but conserving it through pre-commitment, locking yourself into virtuous paths by making deviation impossible or disgraceful. Like Odysseus lashing himself to the mast, Stanley made public promises in letters and dispatches, knowing failure would make headlines. By creating his public persona as Bula Matari, Breaker of Rocks, he forced himself to live up to it. Stanley's daily shaving ritual, even when starving in the rainforest, exemplifies how orderly habits improve self-control by triggering automatic processes requiring minimal energy. Research confirms people in neat environments score higher in self-control, choosing healthier foods and making more disciplined decisions. Self-control works best when establishing habits rather than one-time willpower acts. People with high self-control excel through steady, productive habits, like professors who write daily rather than in binges. The dieting paradox illustrates why willpower alone fails. Dieters who consumed large milkshakes ate more snacks afterward than hungry dieters who hadn't eaten anything. The what the hell effect occurs when exceeding limits leads to abandoning all restraint. Successful weight control requires strategic pre-commitment, keeping tempting foods out of sight, brushing teeth early to signal eating's end, or using commitment devices like weight loss betting websites. Implementation intentions, specific if-then plans, like if they serve chips, I will refuse them all, reduce mental effort by making decisions automatic. Remarkably, people who told themselves not now but later experienced fewer cravings and ultimately ate less than those who either indulged immediately or denied themselves completely. Weight control requires strategic pre-commitment, keeping tempting foods out of sight, brushing teeth early to signal eating's end, or using commitment devices like weight loss betting websites. Implementation intentions, specific if-then plans, like if they serve chips, I will refuse them all, reduce mental effort by making decisions automatic. Remarkably, people who told themselves not now but later experienced fewer cravings and ultimately ate less than those who either indulged immediately or denied themselves completely. In a world that constantly depletes willpower, the path forward isn't developing superhuman resistance, it's arranging your life to avoid needing it. People with strong self-control spend less time resisting desires because they proactively avoid problematic situations. They develop effective habits, give projects enough time, and sidestep tempting situations altogether. Monitor yourself carefully, budget your willpower like money, and use calm periods to establish new habits. Self-control ultimately serves connection. Research shows people with stronger willpower are more altruistic, more likely to donate to charity, volunteer, and offer shelter to those in need. Your willpower isn't just about resisting temptation. It's about creating space to savor life and share joy with those you love.